Civil defense officials in Mississippi say a tornado hit a Walmart and other stores in the eastern part of the state today, injuring dozens of people. The best place to be when a twister hits is in an underground shelter. But shelters are not always available when they're needed. People often get caught in storms when they're in their cars, or they might live in mobile homes, which are notoriously bad at weathering tornadoes. In such cases, the National Weather Service and the Red Cross recommend that people leave their mobile homes or cars and find a ditch they can crouch in for the duration of the storm. Now, a new study out of Kent State University concludes that it's actually safest to sit out the storm in the car. Thomas Schmidlin is one of the researchers who worked on the study.
We had noticed in our research over the past 8 or 9 years on this subject that when we visited sites that had been hit by a tornado and mobile homes destroyed, demolished, blown into the woods, and occupants sometimes killed, we often saw a car or pickup or other vehicle sitting out there, 2 or 3 of them, perhaps damaged but not flipped over. It occurred to us that perhaps we should investigate whether an individual living in a mobile home would be safer getting in their vehicle than they would be staying in the home.
So how did you test this out, this theory out?
We took a two-pronged approach. One was to actually study vehicles that had been hit by tornadoes. So we have spent several years visiting sites within a few days of tornadoes striking and have collected data on 291 cars, pickups, vans, and so on that were actually hit by the tornado, and estimated the wind speed at that site based on the damage to the house, and then classified it as whether the car was tipped over or moved or otherwise damaged. That's kind of the messy real-world environment. So we also put a mid-sized sedan and a minivan in a wind tunnel at Wichita State University. So we put a wind of about 160 miles per hour on the vehicles and then turned them to different wind angles. And to our satisfaction, the wind tunnel results, which are kind of the sanitized but a situation where we know the wind speed, compared very well to what we found out in the messy real-world environment of 300 cars hit by tornadoes.
And what gives the car a greater safety? Is it the traction of the wheels? What weighs it down more than a mobile home?
Well, there are several advantages. They're low to the ground. They're more streamlined. I mean, after all, a vehicle is designed to move through the air at 60 or 70 miles per hour, at least from the front. So they're quite streamlined. In a mobile home, when it rolls over and disintegrates, it just falls apart into scraps and shards of glass and wood and all sorts of lethal material. The vehicle, on the other hand, is designed to protect the occupant in the case of a rollover, so that there's safety glass and there are rollover protection and side impact devices and, of course, seat belts. So we would maintain that even if you are hit by the tornado and the vehicle flips over, there's some added protection there compared to being in a mobile home.
Now, imagine if you manage to get yourself out of your mobile home or get yourself out of the storm and into a car, you might be inclined to drive somewhere where there might be a shelter or to get someplace safer. Is that the right thing to do, or should you be stationary in the car? Which is safer, moving or stationary?
Well, we've only studied stationary vehicles, and I think it's probably safer to be stationary. But on the other hand, the advantage of the vehicle is that it provides a way to get to sturdy shelter. That is, a person is not just locked in some unfortunate situation. So when you, for example, leave a mobile home, if you don't have shelter nearby, and go to the vehicle, and then drive to a prearranged location, some other house or sturdy building that you've thought about ahead of time, and then seek shelter there. I do want to stress that a vehicle is not a good place to be. So a motorist should not be caught out on the highway in a storm. They should have thought ahead of time and sought shelter in a sturdy building and not put themselves in that situation. But inevitably, it will happen once in a while.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Okay, well, thanks for your interest.
Tom Schmidlin is professor and chair of the Department of Geography at Kent State University.